on to Gist with Jerry. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay. Hello, guys. Welcome to the show. My name is Jerry, and this is Gist with Jerry. Gist with me. Welcome to my show. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, talking about surviving in Lagos, dealing with Lagos stress, and everything has to do with Lagos. Transportation, feeding, hustling, dating, religion, everything about stuff with hustle in Lagos, and you're going to have a lovely time on my show. But my show with me today is one and only Ola Music. Ola, how are you doing? Good to see you, man. It's been a while. Yeah. How's the music industry?
We'll keep them trying and doing our shit.
So one of your songs coming up very soon. Yeah. What's the title?
Yanagura.
Yanagura. Beautiful, beautiful. So before we go right into the show, man, so we wanted to ask, how far with the productions of your song coming up? What's the plan?
Well,
what should people be waiting for? Yes, now what are we supposed to expect? You know, for every song, for the video song, we know that there's something coming up, and we're supposed to get some more vibe.
But in general, we just be expectant with the word called love.
Okay.
Let me look into like that. I don't want to say too much.
We've passed the season of love. Yeah. Yeah, there's love every time.
Okay, every time.
February used to be the month of love.
I'm going to experience that one.
He's enjoying me. Moving on, we're going to be talking about one of the things we're looking at in Lagos this period. The people who come into Lagos every now and then, the people that are also being in Lagos, there is this thing about Lagos, city of opportunity, city of, you know, exploring. People come here so they make money, find money, you know. In the midst of all this, there's a lot with Lagos. And one section of it is the love aspect, the dating, the relationship aspect. You know, looking at this show, we're dealing with the expectations, the experience coming to Lagos, what were your expectations, you know, in Lagos right now, the expectations of how you're supposed to be seeing things supposed to turn out, supposed to be there, and then the experience of how you are seeing things. People are seeing shit in this period, you know. One of Valentine's Day, a lot of people were hoping for their people that said baby. Somebody wants baby again. Oh, guys, baby. Nobody gave me. People they expect right now, that's like nothing, you know. So now the whole dating experience in Lagos, like, what do you actually see at this whole situation between guys and girls now? What do guys exactly want in a relationship with Lagos? And what exactly girls, what are they looking for? What have you seen that you're actually looking for? Because the whole Lagos right now, it's, I would say it's upside down, but like they're all up, a lot of single room, yet people are still getting married. On the other hand, weddings every Saturday, weddings every now and then, but then there's still a lot of single people in issues of what the guys want. So let me start asking, what exactly do you feel is going on in Lagos concerning the love and relationship aspect?
So yeah, for me, when it comes to love, there are so many narratives around love.
Tell us the narrative.
I mean, I'm going to stick to the word called honesty.
Okay.
So I feel like if you're going to go into something that has to do with commitment and your feelings will be involved, you need to build that word called honesty with your partner. To see how you guys are moving, because if you're not honest with each other, I don't think there'll be anything called love. You guys just be faking whatever thing you have, and once you get bored or you get tired of whatever thing you have, that's when you start.
But then, do you really think people want to be honest with each other in Lagos?
If you don't want to be honest with anybody, then don't go into anything with anybody.
But then there's a part of some people are knowing that they need somebody to call bae and go, they need somebody just to, you know, have that love thing with them. So because I've heard a lot of stupid cases where a guy is a girl and then somebody picks a girl up on the road, that same girl on the road, and they have one or two talks. Somebody posted something last week on Instagram and I saw it was like, you know, you're trying to get this girl, then she had been saying no, she's not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She's not in a relationship yet. She came over to his house and had sex. Then he came online and posted like, why are some girls so very upset? So like he had high hopes to like have her as a babe.
Yeah.
To, you know, for them to be together and be something good for the future. Then they had sex and then it was like, oh, this is something, this is not serious, like, what's really happening?
Yeah.
So what exactly do you think girls want? What exactly do you think girls want? There's the whole other story side of, you know, people pairing up and just having sex and just, you know, calling the thing and not, you know.
I don't think we can actually get to know what girls really want, because I feel like they are confused.
You feel like the girls are confused?
Like, bro, like, today now they say they want this thing, tomorrow now it's another thing, it's changing. Their emotions are always pretty.
Some say don't look for the money. To glow. Some will say stay wicked. Stay wicked. Don't grow with anybody. Just look for someone who has money. So on the other side now, because someone has money now makes you look like a gold digger. So now when a girl comes with someone that has money, she's there for his money. She's there for his money. So what exactly, that's what we're looking at here, what exactly, so that we can put ourselves in the right frame of mind, what exactly to do this once? Fine, you know that there's nothing really that we can tell, but at the same time, you have no means going back and forth with this thing.
True. Well,
or let's go into your personal experience.
I can know you,
man. Let's go into your personal. No, for me, it's like I want to share, you give us that feel. If it comes from here, you need to give us like full details. So, from your past few relations that you're seeing, girl 1, girl 2, girl 3, depending on how many you take it so far, you know, it's needless. Yeah, just one. People are watching you, just
it's very easy.
Okay, so
anyway,
that one you dated, give us that. What did you think? Are you guys still together?
No.
Okay, so from what you saw there, what can you really think that what happened? What was the deal breaker?
Well,
that happened with
her? On my own part, I felt that she needed some kind of exposure.
Okay.
And aside the old material thingy, I was very observant and I saw that Odi surely needed some kind of exposure. And she probably did not like just want to be like in a particular space, and be doing the same routine over and over, because you're doing the same routine over and over, it's get boring.
Yeah, it's a spice of
the okay. So like she just needed some kind of exposure, not just with me. Like,
how do you mean exposure
when it comes to different set of guys? It doesn't have to be sexual or anything, but knowing how different guys would treat her, or how guys operate a lady.
Is that how you see it?
Yeah, that's my observation.
You said something there, operate a lady.
Yeah.
I'm confused. How do you operate a lady? I'll give us the clue. How do you operate a lady?
Okay, so
you got me lost in that one there. So, operate a lady, you want her to have different ideas of different guys.
She wanted to have that, or she wants that.
Yeah, in that case, she's not ready for the commitment. She just wanted to explore.
Yeah.
Or as they call them, serial daters. You heard of serial daters?
I just hear this
one. They are serial daters. People who date this one, but experience, go here, do this and do this and do this and do this. Then for the big last bus stop, probably when they are tired of it. Then what do you think guys want the relationship?
It's not hard to tell, but at the same time, let me use myself. I mean, what do I want in a relationship or from a lady? Like I said, I just need to be honest with me at every pertinent point. Even when it's not easy for you to say or it's easy for you to say, just be honest. That's all. I feel like once you have like this concrete thing around truthfulness, yeah, every single thing will build up. That's what I feel.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Honestly, yeah. So I, for me, yeah, I see the point as what I really say one religion, because you know, looking at the way there's easy, a lot of girls going around and people, you know, there are a set of working class babes that work for their money. There are those who are eating their father's money. I'm sorry, I'm because I'm talking. They don't see their father's money. There are those, you know, hustling for the money in the world where they're not specific yet. There are those who are there are those out there for the money, those who look out for those with the money, you know, it's quite funny when you're just dating a girl and it has not even clocked in a week and you're not sending your account number, send me money. That's my love language. I don't understand. I just send you money. That's your love language.
It's annoying. Okay,
you understand the fact that we're going to take every girl and supposed to build it. Supposed to get the girl and build it and everything. Just mobile one weekend, sending you money for attachment, sending you money for makeup, sending you money for dress, sending you money for shoes.
That didn't it.
Then the question comes, what are you going to the table? Says, I am the table.
Oh.
Okay, so now let's do that, but we'll come back later. So now, looking at the whole dating scenario,
yeah.
What is your choice pick? Is it the the girl that makes her home money working, the girl that is still developing, because that's where they also see us too sometimes.
Yeah, true.
Because sometimes you look at the guys that are not there, the guys that are there, the guys that have dreams. So what is your exact pick? I mean, there's no perfect lady out there. There's the lady where you see her, you think you can fit into her dreams and she can do it to yours. So what do you feel?
So for me, first off, I have to improve God, you have to be very good.
Yeah.
That's like my
number. Everyone wants to go through a good situation. That way she can take the family, yeah?
No. How do you think your family would be a good parent?
In the place of prayer, actually.
Okay. From praying, that point.
From praying for you to succeed.
Yes. So anyways, God fair and all, and then second of, for me, I don't even want a lady that's willing to be independent.
Okay. Independent in what sense?
Work-wise and all that stuff. Like, I don't want you to have a mindset that, okay, well, this guy, that means you're a kid or whatever. No, you're not. Like, you have the freedom to, like, do your energy. So I would love a woman that actually has that mindset. And it's dicey because... If you don't, that's what I said, if you don't really understand your journey, you go feel it, you say, okay, this one will be doing one or two things, then you start giving some kind of emotional damage and thinking otherwise.
Let me just cut in there for a bit. You know, I was trying to tell my friend one day, I was telling her that, you know, this whole temporary relationship is just on one bedrock. I keep telling people. Somebody don't understand me, but I feel communication is just a lot. And I told somebody that, I was like, if you communicate to me, you know, I'll literally understand, I will not be looking out for signs to read.
Yeah.
Instead of looking out for signs to read, when you tell me this, I will know that this is where you are going. So instead, I'll be awaiting you in front, sir, because you have told me, okay, this is this and this is that. Because if you make me always second guess, at that moment, you make them always. That second guess can be really terrible because the same person needs to understand you. Then that's where you have to go in a relationship, but you get to know yourself better.
Sure.
But if you're dealing with that kind of girls that will tell you, you get to know me, I can't really say much about myself. Because when you see them get to know you, you can't really get to know them. Then, but communication does a lot on the long run, do you understand?
Yeah.
So that's what I feel. Then let me just throw in this, yeah? Can you... So what is your exact pick of a lady? There's a church girl, there's a girl that outside the church, there's a working class girl, in the church or outside the church. What do you call? Some people don't like the fact of, you know, giving it a name, picking a girl from the church. I think I was listening to one time where there was a show and they were saying that church girls are really the ones that are really risky to pick nowadays because they are the ones that form, they are the ones that are, in fact, I don't see a pastor doing anything outside. So what do you feel? What's your pick?
Well, there's a particular word I use, decent and hot. I don't know how, I don't want to dive or might see it.
All I know is a decent and hot baby in church.
That's what's it. So she can probably be a church girl or whatever, but be decent and be hot. That's how I'm going to respect it.
Don't think too much. Be decent and be hot. So you're not tagging no way she's church girl or not. I don't think problem about church. What is your issue with church bitch?
Like you said, not them before, but like you. It's not everybody, child. Like, maybe the ones that come across and the energy just always somehow, and they always make you feel like you're doing something bad.
Well, I think there's a lot to know about this dating thing here, but I'll go with the fact that, see, who are you going to pick? And you have like you two principles what you're picking and what they should actually see. So that when you state more your things are, it's not the kind of thing outside the box. You know, I'm trying to give you the inflection of what you want. I don't know how that sounds, but if you're going to pick lady A and you're telling her that, okay, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I want in the relationship, you're not even giving that much because you know there's still a lot more to contribute.
Yes.
And you're building her, she's building you. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So I think there should just be that communication. And after communication, a lot comes in.
Yeah.
If you have a good feeling, girl, all that. So now, you know, Bala Music is releasing a song and it's dropping when?
On the 18th of this month.
So, guys, please go and stream it out. Tell them where to check out the song.
Well, the song is on every possible platform, you know, Spotify, everywhere. Once it drops, you guys should just come through.
I think, like, it's giving like a feel of the song. It needs to choose on the song. Let's just hear.
I'm coming out, sure.
Come on.
So what Well, I'm not praising, but the lyrics of the song is just talking about my love for women and mothers in quotes, because it's titled the Young Ruler.
Okay.
So like, it's my mother. My mother is always praying for me every night and day. She knows the stress, she knows the struggle, because she knows that one day I'm going to be a big man, a superstar, and I'm literally going to have investments. My mother, my goal, that's the energy.
That's deep. That's really good. So yes, watch out for all our music and the songs we're dropping. Let's check it out. Let's listen to it. Let's share. Let's have fun. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah, it's really nice talking to you.
Yeah, just stay with me. Yeah.